Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven-Eleven here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 44 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, the OG, the original listeners. That's what we call you all, and we appreciate it so much. If you're listening to us on the free WRHI app, thank you so much. If you don't have the app, you can download it for free right now and take us on the go. And good morning if you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Today, Habitat for Humanity of York County will celebrate their next build with their, it's called their 35th anniversary build kickoff. And that is happening today at noon on Standard Street in Rock Hill. We're going to hear from our friends from Habitat for Humanity coming up in our 7:30 half hour. But to be able to pull off building of homes and the support of Habitat, you got to have it from the community. And these folks are doing just that. Our friends from Allison Creek Presbyterian Church, they're joining us because they're bringing their second annual Habitat golf tournament to the area. We've got Ted Wolf and Reverend Dr. Sam McGregor joining us from, again, Allison Creek Presbyterian Church. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Hey, thank you so much. So we'll start with you, Dr. McGregor. This time last year, we were talking about this. So I guess the first ever golf tournament, Habitat golf tournament, was a success that you all said, hey, we're going to do this again.
Yes, it was a lot of fun last year. So it was at River Hills Country Club in Lake Wylie, and we had a great turnout. We had everything just came together great as far as the tournament and the golfers, and we raised, what was it, like $12,000 for the faith build that was in York last year. And so we're building on that. Our goal this year is $20,000. And so yeah, we're super excited and glad to be able to be here to help folks know about it.
Can you talk a little bit about that partnership with Habitat for Humanity, why you wanted to do this for Habitat for Humanity?
Well, I've been involved with Habitat pretty much pretty soon after I came here. I've been involved with Habitat prior to that, and Habitat's been such a solid ministry and do incredible work in this community and all over the world. And so I knew that was an organization that I could trust. I knew also Tim Veek and the other staff here at the Habitat York County, and knew that they would be able to provide tremendous support, logistical support, as you know, all of that. And they certainly did that last year. They went above and beyond. We were so impressed. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was a big reason why things went off so well last year, was because of their organization. So when you commit to something like that, you want to be able to feel like the funds that you raise are going where they are supposed to go. And that is certainly the case. So we're glad to partner with Habitat once again.
Oh, man. Well, they took such a hit following COVID, like so many nonprofits and just organizations in general. But, boy, they've rebounded pretty quickly. And, again, we're going to hear from them coming up shortly about their next build. And we'll talk in just a quick second with you, Reverend, just a little bit about the importance of having that home from the perspective of keeping the family unit together. But let's kick it over, if we can, to Ted Wolf, who's going to give us all the details about this golf tournament. Who do you need? Who do you want? And what do we need to do?
Wow. Well, thank you, Lucas. great to be here. Good morning, everyone. So golf tournament, the charity golf events on Monday, May 1st, at Sam said, River Hills Country Club. We need golfers, looking for golfers. Certainly, we've had a great turnout so far, great level of interest, but we still have room for golfers to sign up. You can do that going to the Habitat for Humanity of York County webpage. There's a banner in there you can click on and register for the golf tournament. Looking for volunteers, these are people that help distribute food, watch our holes for some of the skills competition and just help register golfers. Then, of course, looking for sponsors, people that are looking for a way to advertise to the golfing community through this golf event. As Sam said, last year we raised $12,000, looking to raise $20,000 this year to support the various faith builds that Habitat is putting on.
Because we already have some great sponsors. Lee's Hoagie House is providing lunch. Fred Caldwell Chevrolet is putting up $25,000 for a hole-in-one, plus some other great prizes, and $25,000 towards a car at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet. I know, so our church is a major sponsor. Elevation Church has signed on as a major sponsor. So there's lots of opportunities for folks, restaurants, businesses to sponsor and get your name out, and through some of the higher level sponsorships also provides you a team. And so that's I know that there are some businesses that do that, and then have a team out there, and the team has a great experience. It's good bonding for the folks on the team. So it's a win-win all the way around.
And again, where do folks need to go if they want to sign up to play or to sponsor or just to get involved?
So all the above. You can go to the Habitat for Humanity of York County, go to their website. There's a banner on the website for the golf tournament, or you can click on their events tab. It'll take you to the banner. Also, too, just to follow up some of Sam's comments about our sponsors, we had over 100 golfers last year, and we're on a trajectory for the same this year. So it, well, may not sound like a lot, but certainly there was great, I think, camaraderie and fellowship that day, and I think it's just a great opportunity for sponsors to get their name out to that demographic.
And it's the captain's choice format, which means whether you're a really good golfer or not a very good golfer, everybody hits a shot, and then you take the best shot, and then everybody plays from there. Yep. And so even if you can just put a ball, that's, get out there and do it. So,
Dr. McGregor, you mentioned a minute ago the faith build, and I do know throughout the year Habitat will have one faith build. Why is it so important that the faith community get involved in one of the houses for Habitat for Humanity? They kind of take on one of those.
Well, Habitat is a ministry, and that's how it was begun, and about putting faith into action. And so, I know the family the Douglas family that benefited from the money we raised last year was such a they were in the process of having to move out of their previous home because they were getting sick, and it was because of mold in their previous housing situation. And so that's going to impact the family. That's going to impact the kids. And so, so those kids were able to move out of a mold-infested home into a brand-new home that they helped build and cover the mortgage for. And so that and that's about putting our faith into action, and Habitat is an avenue to help that happen, and that is so vital in our community today, to not just be folks who show up and talk about our faith or not faith or whatever you want to do it, but to really make a difference in the community by putting your faith into action.
Amen. Monday, May the 1st at River Hills Country Club in Lake Wylie will be the Habitat Golf Tournament sponsored by Allison Creek Presbyterian Church. You can reach out to Habitat of York County online, or just reach out to Allison Creek as well to see how to get involved.